The Douglas Bridge is the only way for cars to get on and off Douglas Island. Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch wants another way.
We need a second crossing in case anything ever happens to this bridge or a major accident.
Last month, the mayor inserted $250,000 into the city's budget to study a second crossing. Public safety was one reason.
But it would also, in the future master plans, opening up West Douglas, which is seen as a very good prospect for housing, very good prospect for a deepwater port.
Juneau Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Craig Dahl had written to the Assembly last month suggesting it commit $2 million towards the project.
We think the $250 would certainly get the process started. And if, in order for this project to become a priority in the state's eyes, if it's believed to be an important project to the city and borough of Juneau, it would be able to rise and possibly get on their STIP list sooner than later.
The STIP list is projects on Alaska's statewide transportation improvement program, run by the Department of Transportation. Agency spokeswoman Ora Lando said the city's seed money could help start the conversation between local and state planners.
There's no funding for the project on the books at this point, but this is a high priority, we know, for entities in Juneau, and should there be funding, then that would start DOTs looking at the different engineering issues.
Now that there's money in the budget, it'll be up to the Juneau Assembly to decide how it's spent. A second crossing for Douglas Island isn't a new concept. Serious consideration dates back at least to the 1980s. A proposition was put on the 2010 ballot to dedicate 10 years of sales tax revenue to fund the project locally. Boosters wanted to build a causeway from Sunny Point on the mainland across the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge. Juneau attorney John Tillinghast was a vocal critic of that plan.
It had enormous fiscal problems because it would tie up all of that sales tax money. And it had serious environmental problems because it really would have significantly degraded the Mendenhall Refuge.
More than two-thirds of voters rejected the initiative. But Tillinghast said the opposition had coalesced around the method, a causeway from Sunny Point, and the funding, local sales tax dollars. A second link to Douglas Island wouldn't necessarily be controversial, he said. In fact, a city-funded survey earlier this year found a second crossing to Douglas Island received strong public support. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.